to talk about the process of writing kind of a grotesque character like that in a sympathetic way.
Well, I think part of it probably just comes from the old Flannery O'Connor saw, you know, we write about grotesques because we can still recognize them. But I've just found him fascinating. The phrase that I don't think it's in the book, but was in my head when I would write about him, is that he's cheerfully vicious. And he's just sort of an anarchic character. I didn't have anyone specifically in mind when I was creating him. In fact, I rarely do when I create characters, but with it's kind of this weird mystical process. You know, you just start. I knew that I needed this character for some of the dramatic, the plot points of the book. And he just kind of came out this way. I don't know if he's just like, there's a deep down inside me, this very anarchic, cheerfully vicious person that I keep tamped down but allowed out on the page or what. But what was exciting about him as I was writing about him is he seems to have the most fun in terms of the story, and that even though he spends the majority of the book dying, even from his wheelchair and then from his deathbed, which is just an old couch, he seems to be directing everything and motivating everybody to do things that they might not otherwise do. At the same time, what I found interesting about him is that he does have a heart, and he does believe in his family, and in particular, his wife. He's a widower who died many years before the book opens, and that sort of made him human to me, was the way he kind of idolizes her, puts her on a pedestal, that sort of thing, even though you learn over the course of the novel she wasn't necessarily the best wife, although she was good-hearted as well. And she's also what got him into that whole business in the first place. She's an old hippie.